And now on RN to some Indigenous song. Now, the first Indigenous Australian ever to be recorded was Fanny Cochran-Smith. Let's have a listen. Isn't that an extraordinary sound? Through all that crackle, you could hear her singing that song, I guess a corroboree song. So recordings were made of her on wax cylinders in 1899 and again in 1903, and they were the first and last recordings of the Tasmanian Aboriginal language. Well, now two Aboriginal musicians are reviving wax cylinder recording technology to make their own song inspired by and using the voice of Fanny Cochran-Smith. This song is part of a project. It's called The Spirit of Things, Sound of Objects, and it's by Nadi Simpson and Kalina Briggs, who together make up the soulful music duo The Stiff Gins. We heard them playing earlier on in the show. And Kalina joins us now on the phone from Sydney. Hi, Kalina. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you here. Now, tell us who Fanny Cochran-Smith was.
She was an Indigenous person, I believe, of the Palawa people in Tasmania, and we came across her music through the National Film and Sound Archive website. Yeah, and she was, I think, one of the last language speakers of during that time that they actually recorded. Yeah.
And so do you know how this recording came to be made?
I don't know, but I know that people such as Tyndale and that were going around and this is for his time, but that it was this big thing to record Aboriginal languages onto wax cylinder. So, she actually, if you hear some of the other recordings, she's singing, but she's also doing this kind of chanting as well, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And so how many recordings are there, do you know?
I don't actually know the specific number. We came across just those two recordings that I think they might have even been on the same wax cylinder that we heard when we were in Tasmania.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I don't know how many, but I know that because it was that technology was the basic technology that they were using at the time, that lots of rolls were used because they only last for like 2 to 3 minutes.
So now you've got a plan. I love this. You've got a plan, but you've got to use wax cylinder technology as well, do you, to carry out your project?
Well, it's not we don't have to. It's the fact that it sounds a little bit morbid, but we've realised that CDs are on the way out. So why not just and we've noticed through our 14-year career that CDs do not sell as much as they used to, iTunes and all that. This digital is, you know, the way to go. But we thought, stuff it.
But
having something else?
I was going to say, Kalina, wax is not going to come back. I've got bad news.
I know,
wax cylinders are not going to come back.
That's the beauty of it. We know it's obsolete, but we thought, well, if we might as well go way, way back then. And coming across her wax vocals, which were just so incredibly powerful, we thought, why don't we just go the full ball and record something onto wax cylinder, take us back, and then also kind of honour her and those recordings.
This is such a good idea. So what are you planning to do? You're going to have a kind of dialogue with her, are you?
Well, the thing is, we're in a collaboration with the National Film and Sound Archive, and it will be part of our project, and it will kind of be the fils de la résistance, you know. It'll culminate in the wax cylinder, which will be part of an exhibition, a multimedia exhibition, a huge projection show, but yeah, an exhibition that will tour with the Fanny Cochran-Smith wax cylinder.
It's so great. Have you seen that fantastic photo of her standing by the great big recording material?
Absolutely.
This great big, you know, what like a big sound bell that she's singing into?
Well, that's how we'll be recording our vocals. So we're honouring that, and also it's kind of humbling as well, because we're so used to a certain type of recording material. We've got to go sing into a tube now.
How funny this is. How did you find someone who had the technology to do this? Where do you get a wax cylinder recording device from?
Well, we're in collaborations with the National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra, and they've got amazing people down there who have lots of vintage musical equipment, and they had lots of wax cylinder cases and things, but they're actually had to send away overseas for the right drilling material and stuff. And it's actually going to be the first time in over 100 years that this has been done in Australia. So, and they're really, really excited. So it's really great to have people on board who are as excited as we are.
Sounds like such fun. So I gather this is part of a project called Spirit of Things, Sound of Objects. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we're also been working with the Australian Museum, and they've got lots of Indigenous artefacts that are just sitting behind the doors, sitting there, and we wanted to give a voice to those artefacts. So we went in there, and we believe that the stories and the spirits of those who held them are still present, and we believe that they told us stories and songs, and we've recorded the stories and songs that we believe that they've told us, and we're going to tell it in a projection of sound, light, and stories and film, and those objects will come back into presence and bring life back into those objects.
So it's a way of bringing objects back to country through song, really.
Also, when we hope in some way that they can go back to country in whatever way, and bring those local elders, Indigenous people, on board as well.
I love this idea. And what's the audience for this? Is it a broader audience as well, around Australia,
anyway,
around the world?
We're hoping to project it onto walls, and it'll be like some big outdoor cinematic thing. So hopefully it'll be amazing. All the music, I call them, all the pieces are like little mini trailers, so pow, 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 and with lights and everything. And anybody, hopefully it'll be a sunny day and people can come out and watch, and it'll be great.
Well, I'm dying to hear the end result. I'm looking forward to playing it. Thank you for coming by. Or not, taking our call.
Thank you for having us, me.
Good on you. Kalina Briggs there. She's one half of the duo, the Stiff Gins. I love the Stiff Gins. They're a fantastic outfit. So keep an eye out for the performances of their project, The Spirit of Things, Sound of Objects. We'll put a link to that ongoing project on our website, Books and Arts.